Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
The other day I was at Mass in the prison, and I was talking with one of the guys, and he was telling a story about another guy who had done something in a church service that he didn't think was appropriate, and he just kind of made the offhanded comment that there's no hope for these kind of guys. There's no hope for him. And I drew his attention back to that, asking him if he really thought there was no hope for him. And he told me some things about him and just kind of continued to write him off of like, well, do you think it was okay for him to like yell in this church service? And I said, well, no, I don't think that's the appropriate way to behave. But I kept challenging him. Do you really think there's no hope for him? And eventually he kind of came around to like, well, maybe if he changed, but it doesn't seem like he's ever going to change. The whole conversation, which didn't last that long, just caused me to consider how hard it is for us to understand the Lord's mercy towards us. Not that we can do whatever we want and the Lord doesn't care because he just forgets it all. That's not what mercy means. But in some ways, it's easier for us to understand justice because we so often like to hand out justice. I say that because I like justice. I also want God's mercy, and I'm becoming more and more aware of how much I need the mercy of God. But justice kind of comes to us almost instinctively. Like someone cuts us off in traffic and like we have this sense of justice of like, this is wrong. But mercy, that's almost harder to fathom. The responsorial psalm today says, the Lord is kind and merciful. And the verses from Psalm 103 go on to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. In the words of the psalmist today, we're reminded about the Lord's mercy and how he is kind to us. And if he's kind to me, then the Lord also desires to be kind and merciful to every person that I meet, to the people that I encounter at work, to the people I encounter on my way to work, to the people I live with, to the random people that cross my path. The Lord desires to be kind and merciful to them also. And the Lord also desires for a glimmer of that kindness and mercy to be shown through me towards them. That it can be easy for us to focus on the ills of other people and desire the Lord to forgive us at the same time. I invite you to consider those who maybe it's hard to extend mercy to, that we assume their motives, we assume that we understand their situation and what they're going through, and that we hand out justice when the Lord is asking us to be merciful. And I invite you to think about those people and to ask the Lord for the grace to give mercy and not our version of justice. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the mercy that you show to each one of us, for your kindness, for your love, for being slow to anger, and for being unwaveringly faithful. Lord, we ask that you would pour out your grace upon us, that we would be able to show others the mercy that you have shown to us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.